Ini adalah perbincangan berkaitan dengan niaga awal ini saya ingin bawakan, di mana green mobility kini menjadi antara fokus utama negara dunia dalam usaha mengawal perubahan iklim, memastikan pembangunan yang mapan dan juga penjimatan kos jangka panjang. Dengan menggabungkan pelbagai jenis pengangkutan berteraskan kehijauan, penyelesaian mobiliti bandar akan mampu menyelesaikan isu alam sekitar dan iklim, sebagai contoh meningkatkan kesaling hubungan pengangkutan awam. Dan juga namun setiap negara berdepan dengan cabaran berbeza dan sudah tentu kekangan kewangan juga kerap menghambat usaha ini. Apakah trend terkini dan bagaimana ia boleh dilaksanakan khususnya di rantau ini secara lebih meluas? Kita bersama dengan Presiden Asia Pacific Alstom, Ling Feng, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Ling Feng, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, green mobility isn't a strange topic to the world, and many countries have been implementing these greener initiatives. First of all, how can green mobility ensure safe and effective transportation?
Very good question, Najib. Very simply, green transportation, green mobility is a transportation of goods and people in a sustainable way. Today, transport counts about approximately 25% of global emissions. What is even more concerning is transport is the only sector which emissions has continued to rise in the past years. In the global context of carbon neutrality, and particularly with the growth of population and urbanization, there is the demand for the for mobility continue to increase. So there is a huge need for mobility which is sustainable and green and efficient. And in this context, I would like to highlight that the rail transport actually will play a very important role for tomorrow's mobility. Rail transport is not only the safest, but also the cleanest form of transport, contributing only to 1% of transport emissions, while road transport, for example, count for 3/4 of transport emissions. So it's why in the context of carbon neutrality, rail transport will therefore in the future play an increasingly important role for the movement of people and goods.
And of course, cost is always a concern when it comes to investment, and to certain countries, green mobility might just be an expensive bet. How can we solve this dilemma? How can green mobility save us in terms of dollar and cents in the longer run?
Because the green mobility will bring new solutions. So first, as I said, green mobility compared to the other forms of transport is one of the cleanest way of transport. But also we have new solutions. For example, so Alstom put the sustainability at the very heart of our business strategy. As a world leader for green and smart mobility, we want to support our customers to transition to the truly new transport system. So to do so, we focus really a lot our R&D effort in developing a portfolio of green solutions. So for example, we have a large portfolio of free emission solutions. I don't know if you know that Alstom is a company who is the first one who have developed a passenger train who is powered by hydrogen fuel cells. The train is called Carodia Island, and this train entered into commercial service in Germany in 2018. And since then, many other European countries have embraced the technology. In addition, we're exploring so at the same time, the use of hybrid power, for example, to help our customers to reduce the emission from the existing fleet of their diesel trains. We're investigating the use to propose a hybrid power train, which will use both battery and diesel. So we have many new solutions which will help to reduce the emissions. For example, in the case of a hydrogen train, it's even a train with zero emission. At the same time, for example, there are some other examples. For example, our trains are built using environmental friendly material and they are highly recyclable. Okay. Apart from supporting our customers, we also made some strong commitment in terms of decarbonization of our own operations. For example, okay, we committed that by 2025, 100% of our operation will be powered from renewable sources.
Okay, Ling Feng, I must apologize. I have to cut you short because we're going to give way to a breaking news.